Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chairman. At the outset, I should like to echo those who spoke before me to congratulate you for the way in which you've been organizing our work. I think this has been reflected in some very substantive discussions, some very rich discussions, and we'd also like to thank you for this document with your thoughts in it. We think that the methodology that's been used has been very useful. We would simply suggest that for the future, that a little more time be given to allow consideration of the questions and to submit responses. Quite often, because of consultations taking place between countries or workload, there's not very much time to find the responses, and so it makes our life quite difficult. In general terms, we would agree with the thoughts and comments circulated, in particular in that prohibitions and regulation are essential going forward, but also on the understanding that there is an interrelationship or indeed a link with developments in other arenas. Although we can support the division of this thematic consideration into different sections, and here Pakistan's proposal we think would be positive, we would nevertheless have the following specifications to make. First of all, with regard to the IHL obligations for autonomous weapon systems, we think this would allow the identification not only of the relevant rules and standards, but also to understand the interpretation of these made by various countries, or whether other convention and customary laws have been considered by states. We think that from this point of view, that's obligation of IHL. My delegation welcomes the idea of using this lawfulness approach with regard to these weapons as opposed to their operation. Secondly, once we find common ground in terms of the understanding of IHL, we could then, as Pakistan says, look at identifying what the relevant principles are that would be fundamental when interpreting IHL and which should be undertaken in line with the Convention for Codification and Progressive Development of International Law. As you'll see, my delegation doesn't think that these are mutually exclusive. We do nevertheless think that it's worth codifying them. We would agree with the idea of having a holistic approach to all the work that is done within the context of this group of experts. As my delegation sees it, this would include both of the previously adopted agreements in the context of the GGE, but also for previous working documents as well. If you have a different interpretation of that, then we'd be very welcome. We'd welcome hearing that in terms of the submission of documents from previous sessions. Now, some other thoughts on previous work. The agreements that have been made within the context of the working group are, of course, an essential foundation in terms of how we can then move our work forward. But we do need to understand that much of this language, because of its consensus-based nature, is by its nature ambiguous, and so could lead to diverging interpretations. My delegation would be open to revisiting topics 1 and 2. And we think these would be essential in terms of appreciating the nuances of the various topics addressed to date. And of course, that is without prejudging Mexico's position on the topic in terms of characterization and definitions that we have mentioned at this meeting. And that would be similar to what was expressed by the Philippines and by Brazil. Now, of course, it would also be important to understand that although we can look at the topics in sections, in blocks for the next discussions that we're going to have in this forum, at the end of the day, we are going to have to establish or find what the different interactions are between the different sections or blocks, which in part is what is being identified in the discussions in this session. So although discussions are being classified into different sections, there are interactions, there is a relationship between them. And these would have to be borne in mind, and we'd have to ensure that those are fully understood if we are to ensure a positive outcome at the end of the GGE's work. Thank you.